Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Well, good morning and welcome to Sue Rising Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. My name is Sashi Whitman, and I'm your host for Sue Rising Radio. And our topic today is how they found their fierce. And our Sue Risers on the show today are Clara Steer and Elsa Steer. Good morning, girls. Say hello to everyone.
Good morning.
That was very good. That was in unison. I love it. Okay. That was excellent. That was not practice, not rehearsed. That was good. Okay. So welcome again to the both of you. So for all of those who are listening, yes, their names are Clara Steer and Elsa Steer. They happen to share the same last name. They are, in fact, sisters. And wait for it. They are twins. Okay. So they took to the Sue Talk stage together last October in San Diego to share their story. They are both juniors in high school, and I'm going to just continue to brag on them because they're this amazing. And in 1 month's time, they wrote their Sue Talk, had it memorized, and delivered it to one of the largest audiences that we've had since the beginning of the pandemic, which has almost been 2 years ago. So I am going to jump in and talk with these girls about their experience being Sue Risers. So Clara, I will start with you. Tell us a little bit just about your Sue Talk, the title, and what the talk was about.
Yeah, so first of all, it was just an amazing experience because It was definitely something new for me. I haven't spoken so publicly before. And the talk was, it was called Humor Pulls You Through. And it was very personal because I spoke a lot about my dad and my own family. So it was very personal. But it was really good to be able to get the story out there. It felt really, really good. The title we actually got from a quote of my dad. So that was really special and meaningful to us.
Right. Yeah, I remember when Deanna Potter, the one of the co-founders of Sue Talks, she and I were coaching the both of you. We were really really challenged at the end to come up with a title. We're like, oh, we have to get that title. The title's so important. And so, you guys managed to pick a great one. So that was awesome. Elsa, tell us a little bit more about, Clara had mentioned about your dad. Tell us a little bit more about who your dad is, why you chose to, focus your talk on him. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So my dad was a Navy fighter pilot, and when I was 8 years old, he died of brain cancer. And so Claire and I recently in 2020 started a new organization to help kids with cancer and help pay forward the love that we receive and the support that teachers or friends gave us. And so we've managed to connect with an organization in South America to play with kids there. And now, thanks to the Sue Talk, raised over $1,000.
Okay, so that's amazing. Okay, so hang on. So since October, you've already raised that amount of money. Is that right? Is that
what I heard?
Congratulations. Oh, that's so fantastic. Okay,
thank
I want to hear a little bit more about Stellar in a little bit because I want you to also share how people can donate because that's very, very important. But Clara, I want to go back to you and just ask you. So you were talking, both of you, obviously, we're talking about something very, very personal. And what was it like to start writing the script and really kind of going into maybe some of those emotional areas? What was that like for you?
So when we were writing the script, we were kind of bringing up a lot of stories of my dad from many, many years ago. So it was very interesting to hear some of the stories that I'd never heard before and kind of remember him so well. And it was just, it was a great chance to reconnect with something that I had not thought of in a little bit. So it was very interesting. And I think writing the script was very helpful to be able to talk more about him, especially with my family. So that was, that was really cool.
Now, and I, because I want to branch on that a little bit or elaborate on that a little bit. So how did the talk make it easier for you to talk with your family?
So when, so the talk was our first time speaking publicly about the experience my dad went through with battling cancer and the experience of my whole family of fighting it with him. And so it was the first time we were all able to put the story together in a way that we could present to an audience. So that kind of helped us bring up some old stories and just connect more.
And so what I remember when with coaching with the both of you is because it was such a, it's obviously a family tragedy and a very delicate still subject. I mean, this is not easy to talk about, but I think what was so great is you were able to share kind of a light of who your dad was, right? He was humorous. He was fun. He would share stories. He made his oncologist laugh, right? So those were some of the amazing pieces. Yeah, and I remember then after the talk, I was speaking to several people in the ballroom that night, and several people have mentioned, oh my gosh, I teared up, you know, I got, that was really touching. I mean, it was a really powerful talk. Elsa, how did you feel just after you gave your talk? How did it feel immediately when you got off that stage? Do you remember?
Oh, absolutely, I remember. I still get the, I still feel the nerves from before the talk, but immediately after the talk, I was, I looked to Clara as they were taking our mics off, and I was just, I mentioned to her that I was, I felt so honored to be able to share my dad's spirit like that, and to be able to let so many people in on how his spirit was so generous and loving and has guided us through so much, even today.
Oh, so amazing. It makes me actually want to go, and I have to mention it to all our listeners right now. If you haven't had the opportunity, you need to go on to the Sue Talks website and just look up either Clara and Elsa Steer or Humor Pulls You Through, and it will bring you to our Sue Talks page, and you can view their talk. It's 6 minutes. And it is that powerful. Clara, did you ever share your talk with your mom prior to the event, or was that the first night she heard it?
I definitely did share it with her before, but only a couple nights before. So I only shared it with her once Elsa and I had it completely down and were able to deliver it to her kind of privately, but I feel like it was still just as powerful. And
No, that's really
I don't think I'll ever forget her reaction.
Oh, what was it?
She started crying about halfway through. She told me afterwards that she wasn't crying because of how sad it was. She was just, she said that she was so proud of us and how she felt that we had managed to capture my dad's spirit so perfectly with some of the stories that we told during the Sue Talk.
Oh, that's amazing. Okay, that's really, really awesome. Yeah, and I think you definitely, your dad's spirit was definitely felt in the room. So your mom heard it. Okay, then for the second time that evening, something that she told me was that she felt specifically that you both felt empowered after that talk. So, Elsa, what does empowered or empowering mean to you? And was that truly how you felt after the talk? Is that how you, I guess, would describe it?
Yeah, absolutely. So after the talk, I was so honored and so proud of myself and Clara that we've been able to pull it together and deliver it. And so empowerment to me means the courage to step up and to take action and to be the best version of yourself that you can be, but take action towards helping others be that too.
Right, right. Okay, that's really, really good. That's awesome. I mean, the feeling, I think you definitely made everyone feel like, oh my gosh, what can we do with the time that we have, right? I think that was probably one of the most powerful pieces of the talk. So, Clara, let's talk a little bit about, let's go back to Stellar and talk about the organization. And first of all, let's talk about where the name Stellar came from.
Yeah, so Elsa and I started the organization. It's a community service group through our school, and we started it because we're close friends with the Arellano family, and my piano teacher, Miss Mary Jo, has a granddaughter named Stella, and we found out that Stella had been diagnosed with brain cancer, and so we were really shocked when we found out, because we had played with Stella so many times. She was, it felt really, really close to home, and it definitely brought up a lot of memories of what we went through with my dad. So Elsa and I made Stellar, the nonprofit, to play with kids with cancer, because one of the things that we remembered most from the experience with my dad was how some teachers and family and just our whole support system gave us a sense of normalcy, because they were able to help us play and focus on being eight. So we felt that was really important. So that's what we've done, and we're that's definitely our focus.
Do you have a target age group for Stellar? You know, I don't think I remember ever asking that question. Is it like under 10? Is it like any age under 18? Do you have an idea yet, or?
We don't have a target age group. It's it's really anyone under 18, because we know that that it's helping kids with cancer and their families too. So their siblings could be any age and still affected, and honestly, adults need some time to play too. So there's really no age group.
Yeah, that was one of the best parts of that talk. I remember Dan and I talking about it, because it was, of course, we were still in a pandemic. Yes, we are. And so it was like really noticeable that a lot of adults are feeling like, you know, feelings of being overwhelmed and sadness and, you know, grief or whatever they're going through.
Yeah,
and the
definitely.
Need to play. Yeah, and the need to play, have fun,
for sure.
and connect is so important. I absolutely believe that's what Stellar is providing. Elsa, let me ask you, what are Stellar's plans then for the future? Have you guys talked about that since October? Go ahead.
We've tried to stay active for sure. As a group, we managed to finish a coloring book with hand-drawn designs, and I'm really proud of our group's creativity. For the future, we've tried reaching out to Rady Children's to get in and play with the kids there. But with COVID and everything, the staff is overloaded, and we want to respect their workload.
Right.
So
as soon
as we get the opportunity, we want to play with those kids. And until then, we have actually a meeting with Stella tomorrow to play with her. So we're really excited.
I heard that. That's awesome. I did hear that from her mom. That's fantastic. And Stella, by the way, Stella was there that evening in October to hear your talk live. So that was one of the most special parts, I think.
She gave me a big hug afterwards.
Yeah. Oh, it was so great. It was like, oh my gosh, everybody was like, what? Because the room was kind of dark, you know, and everyone was like, wait, where's Stella? Where's Stella? We're like, there she is, the table back there. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was great
to see
her.
It was so great to see her.
Yeah.
Oh, I was just so, I think we were all honored to have her there.
For sure.
Okay, so
everyone, very quickly, we are going to take a quick moment right now and recognize one of our sponsors.
Women Lead Radio is brought to you today by Connected Women of Influence and our partner, Microsoft. The Microsoft mission is to empower a person and organization on the planet to achieve more. Microsoft believes technology is a powerful force for good, and they're working to foster a sustainable future where everyone has access to the benefits and the opportunities created by technology. Microsoft believes technology can and should be a powerful force for good, and that meaningful innovation can and will contribute to a brighter world in big and small ways. So thank you for your support, Microsoft, and thank you to all of our sponsors and our partners. And now, Sashi, back to your show.
Okay, great. So we are now back to how they found their fears. And again with us today are Clara and Elsa Spear. So Clara and Elsa, I have noticed even in the fall, so here's one more thing I have to let all of our listeners know, is that they not only prepared and delivered their talk in 1 month, they were also very, very busy with their cross-country team at high school. They are very active juniors. And I just had mentioned to them right before the call, I said, well, now the cross-country season is over. They must be, you know, having fun and maybe relaxing a little bit. Maybe I'm thinking that's not the case. So Clara, how would you describe your lives now? Tell us a little bit about what's going on in the world of Clara and Elsa Steer in terms of high school life.
Well, we definitely want to stay active, and so we kind of choose that. And we have off-season training going where we're getting ready for the track season, and we're really excited because we're going to be – yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that. Okay, got it. All right, so sorry. Okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
We're really excited for that. Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. And that starts soon. Doesn't it start in the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, we have only a handful of weeks left. It starts in the beginning of February, so we're really excited for that. It's going to be interesting this year because we're team captains.
Both of you?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Congratulations. That's so fantastic. So what are your events for anybody who is a track person that they will get this much more? But what are your individual events that you compete in?
Well, we do long distance. So cross-country is our main focus. But during the track season, we like the 3,200 and the 1,600. So that's 2 miles and 1 mile.
Wow. Okay, all right, distance runners.
A long race.
To you. I don't know how y'all do it. Yeah, I'm just going to say it right there. Walking a mile is a big deal for me, so I'm just going to leave it right there. So Elsa, tell us then, how do you balance all the things? Okay, there's academics, there's athletics, there's stellar. I'm sure you're perhaps doing other extracurricular activities. Are you able to even have fun? Are you able to connect with friends? Like, how do you balance it all?
Yeah, I'm still able to have fun. A lot of the activities that I do are fun, so that really helps.
Okay, good.
It's definitely tricky to have so much going on, but I feel like with good time management, there's a lot of time in the day, and there's a lot of time to get a lot done. And so that helps a lot because my mom helps us with time management and having a driver's license helps us with getting on time more often.
Okay, that's fantastic. So you got your driver's license. Okay, good. Good. That's great. Yeah. Awesome.
So it's all about the time management and knowing when one activity is going to be more effective to get done, when you can work faster, and when you can have fun and relax and spend time with some friends.
Okay, so you guys are totally adulting, first of all, by using words like time management. And I think I heard something to the effect of efficiency. And how to make the most use of that particular hour. Okay, that's pretty amazing. Okay, and you're being obviously mentored by your mom in that area, which is, that's fantastic. That's amazing. I think that's such a valuable tool, obviously, and skill set, and that's so great that you're learning it now before you head out the
door. Absolutely,
she's
such a big help.
Adventure. That's awesome. That is awesome. So tell me a little bit about, I remember you both talking about leadership. And how does leadership, Clara,
What does that mean to you? Like, and how does that manifest itself? I mean, obviously you guys are team captains, yes, and you stepped onto the stage, and I think took a leadership role. You're running stellar. How else does it manifest itself for you, leadership? And tell me, Clara, why is it so important?
Well, honestly, I remember immediately after our Sioux talk, Elsa and I looked at each other and said that we were both incredibly proud of how we had delivered that and how it had gone. And walking around the ballroom after that, I think we both felt like we could take on anything. If we can speak to so many people and say such a personal story and deliver it perfectly, we felt like we could do anything. So kind of taking from that, leadership kind of means being able to do as much as you can for other people and leading by example. So doing and saying what you want others to do. And I feel like being able to share as much personal information about yourself and be comfortable being vulnerable that way will make you a better leader. So I think the Sioux Talk definitely helped with that.
That's amazing. Okay. I mean, you guys are, I hope you both realize you're like leaps and bounds above so many are you both 17 now or 16?
Yeah, we're 17.
17. Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. So yeah, leaps and bounds. And I mean, gosh, have you been able to share your talk, by the way, with other peers or other friends?
We have.
Yeah,
we played
it was
it
really
for,
fun.
Yeah, we played it for the Stellar group.
Okay. Oh, good, good, good. Okay, I'm so glad. Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. And I didn't ask for a name. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
We were also able to share it with a bunch of my dad's friends and family, and the feedback we got from them was really incredibly supportive and just made my day every single day, and it was amazing. They all agreed that we had captured his spirit perfectly. And that they all said they were really proud of us. So it was just a really great experience with that.
That is so – I'm so happy to hear that, the both of you. Congratulations. That's just awesome. That's such
Thank
a great
you.
Compliment
Thank
to your
you.
Dad. And oh, it's fantastic. All right. Well, as we're approaching towards the end of our show this morning, Elsa, tell us a little bit, what are your plans after you graduate from high school? What do you know yet?
I'm not sure yet. We're starting the college process, but I haven't had the time to look in depth at any one school in particular. But I'm definitely excited to see how we can continue Stellar and the work we're doing for as long as we can. And I'm very excited for what we have in store for us. Whatever
you
it may
have.
Be.
Do you have a particular idea yet what you want to do, maybe in terms of a college major career-wise, or you're still in an exploring phase?
I'm definitely still exploring. I'm not settled on anything. But I've always been interested in physical therapy, and so I might pursue more education in that.
Okay. And Clara, how about you? Do you have any ideas yet what you want to do?
I'm still exploring and looking into different options, but I've been interested for a long time in something with law and maybe a legal career. So I've been looking into that and like humanitarian rights and all that.
Okay, that's awesome. So let me ask you a question because I happen to know, I don't know if I had invited some San Diego State students to the San Diego Sioux Talks, and they were triplets. And they all go to school together at San Diego State. So it all of a sudden made me think, now, Clara and Elsa, do you have any intention at all, or have you even discussed or perhaps even entertained the thought of going to college together, or would you immediately go, oh, no, we are going to be separated and do something different? I'll start with Elsa. Have you had any thoughts on that or discussions with your sister?
We've definitely thought about it. We've decided to leave it up to a coin toss. So whether we go to or not, if we both get in, we'll toss a coin. But no, more seriously, we're we're thinking about going together because, I mean, she's my best friend and we do everything together. So it'd be a shame to have to spend so much time apart.
Right, right. Okay. And Clara, you felt the same way? You can
together? Yeah, for sure. I think that'll be better.
Okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, especially in your family structure. And you have two other siblings, correct? They're older?
Yeah, an older brother and an older sister.
Yeah. Okay. So it makes so much sense that, you know, and especially what you've gone through in your family to, like, be together and how interesting it will be, I think, to share each other's stories, especially if you're coming from the perspective of different classes or a different major or different experiences, but still being able to share that together. So do you perhaps envision even the two of you living together after high school?
I don't think we've gotten that far. We're still trying to get through this week.
That's a very smart way to answer that question. Yes, 1 week at a time.
Absolutely.
So we are so excited. Oh, let me ask you one more question now to all of our listeners. How can we support Stellar? What can we do? How can we donate? How can we give?
Well, Stellar has a GoFundMe page up right now, and it has the story of Stella and the story of Stellar. And so it's definitely, I think, the best way to contribute.
Okay.
On that page, it also has contact information for us two and for our group. So you can contact us through the information that's on there.
Fantastic. Okay. And I'm really, really excited to hear that this is an ongoing endeavor. I cannot wait to see where Stellar goes after, you know, the next year.
Yeah.
Post when COVID becomes, gosh, I'm, you know, hoping endemic soon. So we can all get back to, you know, when you can actually go into Rady's. Yeah. And it's not that big of a deal. It's not a barrier. And you can actually be able to play with those kids. Okay, well, I think we will wrap up the show there, and I'd like to just say thank you to Clara Steer and Elsa Steer, both of you, for being our guests today and taking the time out in your very, very demanding schedule. And a special thank you to all of our listeners, both in the U.S. and internationally, as we are an international show. We'll be back again for another Sue Rising Radio or Women Lead Radio show Mondays at 9 a.m. Pacific and Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific. It's been my pleasure to be your host today. Thank you for listening, everyone, and have a great week.
Thank you so much for having us, Sashi.
Thank you.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.